This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome everybody to Workstream 2 Diversity Meeting 6. We have the agenda in front of us today. Roll call, welcome remarks, and second reading of version 2 of the straw man, and then any other business that we may need to address before we close the meeting. For purposes of confirming the roll call, I think staff, you've got all the details you have. Please confirm that you're able to get the names of everybody on the call right now. Then we move to agenda item 2. A quick summary of what we discussed in our last meeting. In the first reading of the call, a number of issues came up. For starters, on the elements of diversity and issues of gender, there was a request for us to place more emphasis on the gender identity as opposed to the sexual orientation. And so that we took note of. On another issue that came up was adding skills as a separate element. And so moving forward with the next version of the document, we shall have skill sets as a separate element of diversity. And then there was the issue of, as opposed to having a questionnaire that we send out to all the groups, if we can simply ask the different SEs and SOs, taking into account, to consider issues of diversity and what they've really been able to accomplish, and share with us, therefore, what elements of diversity that they consider important, because this will vary from group to group, and it will be different for the different SEs and SOs, and again, vary for the board and vary for staff. So that we did take note of, and it's something we're going to see probably as we wind up on the second reading, if we can appropriately pose the question that we want to send out to each of the different stakeholders of ICANN. On the issue of language, we did discuss and agreed that we should consider a meeting with the meetings team to discuss the use of the different languages in different sessions of the meeting, so that then we are not just running on English, but we have meetings being run in French or in one of the other languages that I use. And that is a meeting we've not yet asked the meeting team for that discussion, but we took note of it. Then on on public data on age, it was reported that this is difficult to access. And so we will be again working with the meetings team to see how possible it is for us to get the data on age that is given voluntarily to ICANN as part of the registration process. And we did agree that we would then focus on prioritization of the different elements by the different stakeholders, as opposed to just trying to categorize them and do it holistically. So in summary, that is what we discussed. That's what came through from our discussions last week. And just so that we are clear, we are going through again the second reading of the straw man. If there are any issues that you have had a read through again and would like to table, I'd like to open up the floor for discussion of version 2 of the straw man. Yvette, if you can put that up. Okay, any comments, any new thoughts on the diversity straw man version 2? I do have some questions. We've not yet discussed these, and I think it may be able to help us think through as we move forward on how to proceed. Some of the things that Workstream 1 had set as expectations of the outcomes of this discussion on diversity and recommendations we're going to give is a possible review of SEs and SOs, diversity review of the SEs and SOs. And I think important to this is being able to identify within the SEs and SOs what elements of diversity are important. So then the question probably that you need to ask the different representatives of the SEs and SOs within the Workstream 2 of CCWG is to go back to their groups and probably come back to us with what mechanisms they have within their respective SEs and SOs that enhance diversity. And I think that one question could be one of the questions that help us begin to get feedback from the SEs and SOs, and because when we look at what they have, we will, for starters, be able to update our current document on the section of diversity in the different supporting organizations and advisory councils, and so that we shall then be able to get to update and get additional feedback. The other thing is how will we be able to determine the concerns of the wider community on issues of diversity if we opt not to, because there's a suggestion in the last meeting that we don't develop a questionnaire, we just use the SEs and SOs. But is everybody who comes in for ICANN in a particular SE and SO, are there maybe newcomers still floating somewhere or something like that? How do we get their feedback? Because I think we'd still need to develop a questionnaire and send out for public comments. And the one question that we've still not been able to tackle is what possible structures should we have in place to promote and support the strengthening of diversity within ICANN? I can see Sebastian, you have your hand up. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you very much. There's a time to open my microphone. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Thank you, Fiona. About your first point, maybe we can ask a second question to LNACs. It's where they stand regarding diversity, what they are including already in their bylaws, rule of procedures, and whatever, and maybe what could be the next step or the next steps they think that they can take regarding diversity, if they have any thought on that, just not to let us this group only to think about what could be the way to improve diversity. They may have okay, we are planning to do that, or we would like to do that, and that could be a very interesting input. Regarding your third point, I guess, about a questionnaire, what it will be difficult is to know. It's a real hard work to do a questionnaire and to be sure that you have some balanced answer and all that. But if we can organize that, it could be very interesting to have inputs. And maybe the idea could be to do that, let's say, during the next ICANN meeting and to have a short period to ask questions to the people. Maybe it could be in the questionnaire that we fulfill each time we register for an ICANN meeting. That's some thought on those two issues. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian. Any other person with views on this that they'd like to share? So who would be willing then to help put together that questionnaire? I need volunteers. We could probably add a few questions to, I suggest we could add a few questions to what is in the registration, meeting registration, no, that I think has already happened. We've probably been overtaken by events on that. We need to figure out how we will have that questionnaire distributed. But I think in the initial we need to develop the questionnaire, and I'm open to have volunteers come in and help put that together. Okay, while everyone is still thinking, then we will leave that pending and see whether by the end of the meeting we can have volunteers, or by our next meeting in between we shall also circulate to our members and see if there'll be any volunteers to help put together a suitable questionnaire. On the Strawman, let me see, another issue that I think we need to be able to pay attention to is like we mentioned in the Strawman, Section 3.7, the data collection, a lot of it is dependent on self-declaration. And so we will, if we are going to need that data, the two ways we will need to either pick it from during the meetings or prior to, around the meeting times when everyone is really central on what's happening in ICANN and what's going on, be able to get quite a bit of data presented then. I'm not so sure we will need to do a lot of extensive research, because from our discussion, a lot of the information is there or should be there. It's just that how it's been probably put together and stored is what would be a challenge. Do we have any other issues you want to raise on the Strawman? Yes, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you, Fiona. Yeah, I guess there are a different way to gather those information. Yes, we can hopefully use some of the data that we fulfill when we register for an ICANN meeting, but maybe we can also add some places within the SOI, for example, not to be shown publicly, but to be used in a private manner, could be another way. And there is also some in the ICANN website now. You have a profile. It could be also a place to get those information that we need about diversity to be asked and privately use or anonymously use. But I guess for that we will need some trust within between the community and the people who will take care of those data, and that's the point we need to add somewhere. It's that who will be in charge, and maybe it could be the I don't know, we call that in the strawman, but whatever the name, Office of Diversity or Committee of Diversity or whatever, it could be one task for them to ensure that the data are taken care with care. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I think that then we would need to be guided by staff on who normally handles that data, whether it's the meeting team or there's a different team and staff who handles that data, and see how to best proceed on accessing it and how to use it. I think, yeah, there is quite a lot of information that we'd get from the ICANN website. Any other views, comments? Yes. Shannon?
Sorry, were you calling on me, Fiona, Cheryl?
Yes. I'm assuming, Sebastian, that's an old hand.
No, the new, but let's Cheryl go ahead. I already speak three times, then, but I come back to me, please. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Fiona, Cheryl Langdonor, for the record. I think the data capture exercise is a worthy one, but it's always going to be limited not only by trust, but by the need for people to actually put their material or the material information that we, from a diversity point of view, would be interested in into the systems. For example, we for some time now at meetings have asked when one registers for an ICANN public meeting, have asked for is there special assistance in terms of accessibility required? And even by the nature of how we ask those questions, you get biases in the validity or the completeness of the answer. So there is something to be said for using existing data sources, and I think that's part of the pattern we should be looking at. But there's also something to be said for more orchestrated analysis, which may involve even asking third-party professional surveys to be done or assessments to be done. So I don't think it's going to be a one-size-fits-all on the data capture. One thing that, if I can take you back to, I think it's page two, where we outline the elements that have been identified in a particular order. I still think that I'd like to see these very clearly stating that these are significant elements, but not necessarily the only elements that ICANN may be interested in looking at in terms of diversity. And I guess the only other thing is I've yet to find a way in this document, or for that matter any other out of ICANN, to satisfy my concerns on how one maximises diversity. There are limitations, for example, when you have a limited number of, let's use the example of leadership positions. X number of leadership positions may not allow for all of even these elements, as we've listed in the straw man, to be effectively reflected. And we are constantly challenged with the issue of, other than where there is mandates, such as in some parts of ICANN, we do have requirements for balancing in geographical, regional representation, etc. We always have the issue, and it often comes up in gender, which of course sticks in my craw, where appointments can only be made from the people who've applied. And if, you know, 99% of the applications happen to be a particular gender, all too often male, then that sort of becomes a self-limiting set of circumstances to try and get better gender balance. So I like kind of where we're heading, but I've still got a number of more work to be done parts. You know, age, for example, is another one that, while we focus on, you know, a particular age band, we can often end up with a isolationist exercise where we have streams. I've seen this in other organisations where you end up, you know, with the youth arm and the, you know, middle-aged arm and the geriatric arm. And it really is a three-armed monster at that point, because none of the limbs actually work together very effectively. So there's diversity for diversity's sake, and there's diversity for the end game of greater, broader, more diverse input into ICANN's work. And at that, I'll stop, because I could prattle on for hours. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. I think that is very important, very key for us to take note of, because if we don't, then we run the risk of not having a clear guideline that ICANN can use to ensure that diversity is not just for diversity's sake, but actually brings in the different views and a different perception that should help improve the organization. And so it's something I'd actually make a note of, because I think if we are going to at one point get into a discussion on reviewing diversity, those are some of the questions that we need to have at the back of our mind, so that then we are ensuring that the diversity that we accomplish through whichever mechanism we shall identify is relevant to the organization and adds value, and is not just there to ensure diversity just because we say we need to have diversity. But it should be relevant and value addition to the processes and the activities of the organization. Sebastian, back to you.
Thank you very much, Fiona. And I want first to support completely what Cheryl was suggesting. It's important points we need to take into account in our work. I wanted to suggest that in one of our next meeting, we may ask some staff to come to discuss with us the issue of data collection, what it's done currently, what it could be done. And if I can suggest, there are two type of people. The one, of course, within the meeting team, who is taking care of the registration data. but also with a name, Chris Gift, could be of good input because he's taking care of, I guess, a website and particularly the new profile system with including in the website, and it could be a good input. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I've made a note. We'll ask if they can join us in our next call so that then we are able to discuss with them on how they handle the data. I'm seeing quite a bit of feedback from Rafiq, who's not able to be on us on audio, on the need for us to pay attention to ensuring that the data we handle is protected. And so knowing how I can collect and manage that is going to be important in enabling us achieve that. Any questions? Any other comments on the straw man? Okay. I think considering that we have in our last call and our current call asked for staff to join us, I will make a note and reach out to the relevant staff within ICANN, asking them to join us in our next call to discuss with us how they handle data. And if there is no other comments,
Fiona, just a short comment from Sébastien Bacharach. Just to say that maybe also if we are talking about data and privacy, we may ask somebody from IT who is more on the technical side of data protection, who could be also useful to come. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I've made a note of that. Okay, any other comments? Okay, I have a question for Rafiq. If you can just type it in, the development and policy responsibility group, sorry, the public responsibility group, is there anyone in particular we need to reach out to? If you could give us a name, Rafiq, that would be helpful. So you can invite them to join this discussion. Okay, thanks. Okay, so agreed for moving forward. The label has moved forward. We've agreed that we are going to have staff and members of the development and, or a member representative from development and public responsibility team to join us. And meeting team is responsible for the registration, Chris responsible for website, and someone from IT data protection to discuss on how data is handled and managed by ICANN. Then I asked for volunteers to help us put together a questionnaire for S's and S's. None are forthcoming. I will, in the meantime, just put together the questions that we have for the S's and S's that we've identified during our last meeting and the current meeting, and share those on the group mailing list so that we can just clean them up and word them appropriately. English is not my first language, so I hope that I will get assistance in wording the questions correctly so that we achieve what we'd like to achieve. And so I'll put together those questions for the different stakeholders as well. And then we can look at that in the course of the week, build on that. And during our next call, we will then go through the questions, go through discussion with ICANN staff on how data is handled. And if there are any issues that will still be pending in the Stroman that's needed to be addressed, then we will do that. And I think that covers what you wanted to cover today, and I'd like to open the floor for any other business. Is there anything? Yes, Sebastian?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you if you will give a feedback on the plenary that it's supposed to be, I guess, tomorrow, on this, where we are on our work.
Yes, we will give a feedback. We'll give a report to the main plenary on where we have reached on our work. Any other issues? Any other business? Okay, so then that serves us about 25 minutes of the hour we had booked for the discussion. And if there's no other business, then I think I'd like to thank those who've been able to attend the call. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your input. And I hope to see more engagement on the mailing list as we develop the questions. And look forward to further engagement with you. Thank you so much for being available for this meeting. Now let's say bye. We can
thanks, Anna. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.